With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and really happy now to be joined once again by the Manchester-by-the-Sea Police Chief, Todd Fitzgerald. And Chief, welcome back. It's been quite a while. How are you?
Yeah, good. Hanging in there, and yeah, thanks for having me, Rick.
All right. I know that you're a little under the weather. We've all had that, and I hope your throat's okay to do this. But
yep.
Very big, important event coming up this weekend in the area, and there was a press release regarding the training that's going to be taking place in Manchester-by-the-Sea. So maybe, you could give me a little idea of what's going on, who's running the show, and all that kind of thing.
So Manchester-by-the-Sea is hosting an active shooter training, and it's a collaboration between Rockport, Essex, and Manchester-by-the-Sea. It's a regional public safety training. It's going to be taught by the MPTC, the Municipal Police Training Council, along with the Department of Fire Services. So basically, it's a regional public safety training that fosters effective communication and trust and collaboration between police, fire, and EMS.
Have you been through this before? Has your department done this before?
Well, we've done sort of small types of training in regards to, to this topic. But this is a one of the first larger scale trainings that we've done.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of what's going to be going on, I imagine there's going to be some classroom stuff as well as some simulations.
Yeah, it'll be classroom most of the day on Saturday and half the day on Sunday, and then there'll be some role playing and some scenario based things that our officers and fire personnel will go through.
Okay, now I did read that you will be using radios in some of the simulations and communications equipment and so on. Is there, what do you do if there happens to be a real emergency during the training? How do you get that across to one another?
Well, we have a separate frequency that we'll be using in regards to. We have a like a training frequency or a like an event plan a channel that we can go to. So that's what I think they'll be using.
Mm-hmm.
The main will be open for the officers on the street.
All right. So if I should hear something on my scanner, then whether it's a fire or a crash or something, it's probably not the simulation because I don't know what that other frequency is.
Yeah. Correct. Yep.
Okay. Very good. Very good. All right, Chief.
That's pretty sure.
Okay. One other thing I think, obviously, we as civilians want first responders to know as much as possible about these kinds of things, and to coin a phrase that my wife uses, God forbid they ever happen. What about the educators, teachers, and so on? Because when I was teaching, I never really got any serious formal information or training from anybody in authority. And I know that over the course since I've been retired, that has changed. There's much more information now. How does that information get back to educators? Or what do they do, if you know?
So they have to go through a course that's pretty much sponsored by the federal government, and most of the trainers have military SWAT experience.
Mm-hmm. All right, and this weekend, will there be out-of-town? Well, no, I wouldn't. That's a stupid question to ask. But will there be a more than the usual number of emergency vehicles in Manchester?
Yeah, so you'll see fire and police vehicles from Rockport, Manchester, and Essex. And possibly the state police as well.
Okay. Oh, wow. All right. All right, Chief. Anything? I have one more question to ask you about. But first, is there anything else you want to mention about this weekend?
No, I think it's going to be a interesting training, and it's going to give us a chance to, collaborate between each department, and be able to enhance our effectiveness if we have to respond to an incident like this.
Just kind of a follow up. What's the hierarchy in this? In other words, who commands this kind of situation if it were to really happen?
So that's a good question. So if we get an initial call, it would be the most senior officer on the street who would be handling it until he's relieved by by someone that with higher rank.
All right. Wow. Okay. Ugh. Hate to think about that. All right, let's turn to a lighter topic for one quick minute here. Halloween's coming up. What's going on in Manchester-by-the-Sea in terms of how the kiddos should be kept safe?
So we are having trick-or-treat from, I think it's 5 to 7 in the the village area of town, which most people know. It's like Norwood Ave and Vine Street area. The roads will be blocked off, but however, residents can, who live in that area, can travel. So I just, you know, urge parents to use the same rules as they would be visible. Watch the children crossing the street, and you know, we'll have extra patrols out there, and I'll be out there, and you know, hopefully it'll be a fun, safe event.
Absolutely. All right, Chief. Thanks so much for taking the time. Hey, get yourself a cup of hot tea and some honey.
Yes, I will. I got a nice cup of coffee going right now.
All right, Chief. Thank you so much. Be well.
All right. Thanks.
Yep. Bye bye. That is Manchester by the Sea Police Chief Todd Fitzgerald with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.